Well, hello everyone and welcome back to season three of Empower with Emma. I know it's been a hot minute since I've been on the pod. I'd say about 5 months. But you know what? I actually needed that break. I needed to have, you know, life experiences, self-discovery. And I always think it's so important to take a break and then we can bounce back. Because one thing that I've learned, especially over the last few months, is, you know, we need to take a time out. So today I'm going to delve into what I've been up to, what I've been learning, and of course, the healing journey. So let's get to it. So basically, in a nutshell, what I've been up to over the last 5 months. So it all starts. So the last pod I would have had was at the start of October. And I actually finished up on talking about fertility. And, you know, that was hard for me. I'm not going to lie, because I do think my vulnerability on this podcast has helped me heal, because I'm learning to be myself. I'm learning to own who I am. I'm learning to open up. It's okay to share your journey. It's okay to share your story, because I always felt I had to hide from it. I always felt that, like, no one can know what I'm going through because that's private. Now, I'm all for having private things. You know, we all have a bit of privacy and we have to live by some privacy. But I do think what I've been through, say, over the last few years, or even, you know, anybody as well, like, I'm telling my story and telling my nuggets of information to help you guys to know that, like, I've been through shit times. And, you know, I'm not always a shiny penny. I'm not always a positive Polly. But, you know, we have to ride the wave. We have to ride those emotions. And I have the tools to do that. So, yeah, the last pod was fertility. And I was on that journey myself a few years ago. It would have been about 3 years ago, I'd say. Yeah, this time 3 years ago was when COVID hit. And that's when all the shit hit the fan, basically. And with, you know, my ex and stuff. But it's amazing when you look back and you do self-reflection and you're like, oh my God, like, look at what I've done. Because I think we're such busy fools, including myself. I've only learned how to do this over the last few years, is basically stop and go, what have I done over the last few years? Like, self-reflection, like, what have I been through? You know, what situations have I grown from? What has happened in my life that I've came out the other side? And seeing that you've done that, you're like, oh my God, like, you are your own hype girl. You are your own cheerleader. And things that I've learned is that, like, no one else is going to kind of be there for you, only for yourself, even though you're going to have your friends, your family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. But to actually self-soothe yourself, I've kind of, like, had self-realizations about this. But in saying that, yeah, I think my aha moment for me over the last few months was, so finished the podcast and then I went on an amazing retreat. Okay, so I actually wrote that as one of my goals, to go on a retreat. Because I wanted to give back to myself. I wanted to literally connect with other like-minded people. I wanted to, like, surrender who I was externally and just, you know, be with people on that level of substance of, like, you know, they're obviously going through something as well, and to let go. Like, I think everyone has baggage. They just want to let go. They want to move on. So I went on a retreat in October. Okay. And I was like, right, I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this. And in the mornings, I was obviously, you know, we only after graduating from college, and I had an opportunity to do mindfulness walks and teach mindfulness as well. And I was not going to lie, I was scared shitless. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, oh, but I knew you have to feel the fear. You have to feel the fear and do it anyways. It's like walking into a new job. You don't know what's going to go on. You don't know what's going to happen, but you're doing it. There's something inside you that's like, fuck this, I'm doing it. Or it's kind of like that book, The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a Fuck, but we'll get to that. I'm sidetracking. So I went in, was doing mindfulness in the mornings, and I love connecting with people. And I think especially through COVID, you know, we didn't have that connection. And that's what I thrive off, is human connection, and just having conversations and meeting people really brings me alive. So I did that. And then the healing properly started, where I thought I was doing a bit of healing, but this was like the deeper shit. So we would have been doing, like, workshops during the day. And that's when, like, the vulnerability and the real you was coming out. You were crying. You were having these proper deep conversations with, you know, other women as well. You weren't just talking about, oh yeah, to see what's in pennies, or, you know, to see what's, you know, because like, come here, we all love those chit chat conversations. But I think as you get older, you want more substance. So throughout the whole week, forming connections with people and getting to know them and opening up and seeing people really flourish, even myself. And I was doing some coaching as well there. So it was very full on for me because I was obviously like facilitating in the morning, healing myself and coaching as well. Now, I wouldn't change it for the world, because I think when you're doing this at work as well, I've noticed that like when you're healing yourself, healing others heals you. So if you're into this line of work as well, it does come back to you. Like it's like an energy. It's nearly like you're pulling, you're charging your phone. So as much as you plug into that person, they give you a charge. Your battery might be drained from something else, but it's like an open loop. You know, you just keep going. So I did learn so much from that. And I remember like one thing for me, what I learned especially, and I had this aha moment when I was in this retreat, was, you know, don't get me wrong, I love nice things. I love looking after myself. I love my makeup, everything like that. But when you actually strip yourself bare of all that, like what, who is that person? Who is Emma? Who is she? What, how does she show up? I found that when I was on that retreat, like I didn't like wear makeup. I was in my gym clothes. I was in swimming, etc. No one saw the person for the external. It was all about the internal being. And I had this aha moment where I was like, you know, when we die, okay, you're never going to be like, oh my God, she had the nicest clothes, or, you know, she had the nicest bags, or, you know, her makeup was gorgeous. Or it's always going to be how that person made you feel that you're remembered, or how you show up for that person, or how you brought the energy to the room, or, you know, what attributes, what values you had. And when I started tapping into that, I was like, oh my God, all this external noise, you know, when we just quieten our minds and we're not irritated by all our external, you know, what's going on in our world. When you wrap yourself in that little bubble and you become more self-aware of your own internal being, especially when you're doing this work, if you go to even like yoga, Reiki, you have more self-awareness. And for me, I was like, oh my God, yeah, it's just my being. And it really made me think like, how do I want to change my patterns? Is there ways I show up that I need to work on? Which there is, by the way. How do I want to work on things? How do I want to show up? You know, triggers, traumas, all these things. And yeah, there was things that were coming up for me and to let go as well from my from my past. But one thing I did notice was, I remember when I was going into the retreat, and the first day, one of the ladies, I felt drawn to her energy. I was like, oh, I feel like drawn to her energy. And she put me to the side and she said something. She was like, you have this blue aura about you, but there's like a dark, you know, circle inside, and that's your shadow. So I was like, okay. And it's so funny because I was only talking about shadow work with Pat Dively. He's on my podcast on season 2. Amazing. Listen to it and read his book, by the way. He talks a lot about shadow work. So it's the internal dialogue, the deeper you that we're talking about. So I was like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's something I was going in there with intention to go kind of to go deeper into myself, to like figure out, you know, my beliefs, my stories, what am I telling myself, what I need to change, what version of me do I want to step into? So that was that. Then towards the end of the week, I was going back to get ready for dinner and I seen this moth. Now, normally I would literally be freaking out. I'd be like, it was huge. I was like, oh, even though they're butterflies, and I love butterflies, because when you think about it, like a caterpillar does form into a butterfly, and that's something I want to get a tattoo of. So this moth, oh my God, he was huge, huge. Now, normally I'd be screaming and shouting and running around, but I actually just saw him and he was just lying on the curtain, and I was like, nah, I'll just leave him there. Went off to dinner, and normally I'd be like, I knew I couldn't sleep with him there, but I was just like, what is he going to do? He's not going to do anything. He's fine. Next day he was still there, and I was journaling, and I, you know, I was writing things down. And then when I went to dinner, I actually had the aha moment, and one of the girls said it to me. She was like, Emma, you weren't freaked out by that moth anymore. I was like, no. She said, that was your shadow. And then I didn't tell anybody about what the lady told me about my dark little inner circle, but that was my shadow. I was at peace with that self of me, which I just like, I was like, oh my God, this is it. So I think like me, that whole analogy of seeing the moth was like, I was accepting that shadow self, that dark self, the deeper rooted me, you know, the suffering, the pain. I think I just kept on running away from it for so long, being like, this has to go away. This pain has to go away, or me healing, me suffering. But all that was acceptance, was saying that is a part of me. And that's what I think healing is a big thing, is accepting that part of you, where I always thought I had to always be switched on and fully feel recovered from what I was going through, even though I, you know, I don't think we ever recover through triggers, traumas. It's just about living with it, dealing with it. So by me even accepting it and just feeling, you know, just at ease, accepting that like moth, I was like, oh my God. And I'm all about signs. I'm all about signs. And the weird thing as well is when I got home from the retreat, right, I was really into, like, I always kind of loved a few crystals and stuff, but I really was more accepting of, oh my God, I want to get a bit more sage. And I was gradually building on my little well-being ritual practice every day, my routine, which I've been doing. I've been like building blocks, you know, that way, just, you know, building away. I was like, I really want to put like something on my Palo Santo, the smudge. I was like, I want like a little, not a shell, but I want to put something, like I need something to put that on. So I was on Etsy and I came across this, it was like a moth, like a butterfly. And I was like, oh my God, that's it. I'm actually going to put it on my Instagram so you'll be able to see it. But I was like, that's it. So it's always a reminder for me for the retreat, obviously, before what I'm going through as well, and the acceptance and the healing. And I just thought, like, when you see these signs, they're signs from like the universe and all, as hippy dippy as it sounds, like that's a sign to be like, Emma, this is what you're going through. Like, and I was aware of that. And there's always signs everywhere. And it's something that I think I've been learning a lot more about myself, because I'm becoming more aware of myself. I'm becoming more aware of my surroundings, more accepting of myself, not constantly dismissing and pushing it away. So that was like a big aha moment back in October. And I just wanted to tell you that story because I think it's so relevant, because we get signs all the time. We just need to open our eyes a bit more and be mindful of it, you know? And then what else? November, I started my mindfulness hike. So I think by me doing the retreat as well, it gave me that sense of belief going, you can do this. Like, you can do this, even though, like I said, I was scared shitless. So I started believing in myself, going, okay, I've paid a few thousand euro for this course. So like, I always use myself as the guinea pig before I do anything. So first of all, I done the life coaching course. So basically I was able to take those tools on, took me a while to get into it. Then I'm able to coach others. Then the mindfulness, I was able to use those tools in order for me to be more present and focus. And now I'm giving it to you guys. So for me, like basically trying to go, I'm basically kind of, yeah, going from a caterpillar to a butterfly, because remember, I took voluntary redundancy last year from my job. I think it was like May, June. Then I was like figuring out my flow. Like, what do I do? I'm my own boss. You know, I need to make this work, college, etc. Like breakdowns central. And I just was like, okay, think of it like a bridge. I was over the other side of the bridge and I was like, I just want to cross the other side of the bridge right now. But I was stuck. There was a hold on me. So I think by doing that work and by going inward, I was able to cross the bridge, even though I was scared shitless. I just did it. So with the mindfulness walks, when I started in November, I just started feeling the fear and doing it anyways, because when we try something new, we're going to be scared, but it's how you go in with your mindset. So for me, even though I was scared, okay, and fear, I let love overcome that, going, do you know what? I'm just curious about this. This is a new, I was relabeling my emotions. So it's like, I was kind of mindfucking myself, but I was like, okay, I'm not scared. I'm just really excited. I'm really curious. This is something new I've never done, and I'm going to learn from it. And I'm still learning from it, because I've only done a few handful of them as well. So for me, doing the mindfulness hikes, it's like, it's healing me as well, but it's helping others and give them, you know, tips and nuggets of information, what I've learned along the way, so you can cope every day. Because I think with COVID as well, we're getting, you know, coming out of COVID, say it was only last year, everything started to open up. And from that, then I was like, I actually got social anxiety, would you believe? And I was freaking out. I went to an event and there was about only about 10, 12, 15 of, actually no, 12 to 15 people, I'd say. And I remember ringing my mom being like, "Mom, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I don't know if I can go to this event. I feel really sick. I feel really nauseous. Like, I don't know what to think." And I wouldn't have been suffered with anxiety or social anxiety like that. But hello, like, look how we are conditioned. So for me, coming back out of that as well, I do think what I've learned through mindfulness is as well, is being patient with yourself, is living in the moment, because I do feel we're after getting, you know, we're expected to pick up where we left off. Okay, like up, seeing friends, doing this, doing that. I need to do this, pressuring ourselves. No, 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 no. We need to slow down and find a new way of living, find a new appreciation of what we have, go at a different pace. And that's what I've been doing as well. Because like for what, 30, I'm 36 now, but for more or less 35 years of my life, I was conditioned a different way, like do this, you know, you need to do this, 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 and this, and that needs to be done. And you need to do the gym. And I was constantly pressuring myself, but for who, for what, who was I doing this for? I was my own worst enemy. So taking that time out of the last few months has really made me go inward, try to find a new routine, a new, you know, way, a new flow, take my time. Because when you think about it as well, and I brought this up at my hike last week, animals like bears, etc., they all go into hibernation, okay? And they, you know, they forage and then they, you know, eat away. But then what they do is they like basically, yeah, they go asleep for a few months. They go asleep for a few months and then they come back in the springtime. That's only when proper spring comes into action as well. And that's kind of what I did. So I'd say I went away for the winter time, October, November, December, January, February. Yeah. And now I'm coming back into the spring. And I kind of had that plan. I wanted to do my podcast in January, but then there was something kind of like I had other things going on. And now February, I'm like, ooh, I'm ready to do it. Like I'm ready to spring forward. So that's where I was at. But then let's get to December. It's like I'm giving you a time frame here. So December then, like everything was going well. You know, I was at the retreat. I had the mindfulness walks. And then I started to really get in this weird funk. Like, no joke. I literally was in this really weird space of, I just don't know. It was just this really weird emotion I was feeling as well. Like nothing was good enough. I didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. Like, you know, I was on my own, jobs coming in, money. I was like, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Like, you know, how am I going to turn this into, you know, a job, a lifestyle, work? So what I did was then, obviously with a lot of ranting, crying, breakdowns, and basically onto my boyfriend as well. He was like, oh my God, I'm sick. Listen to you. I'd say he was. And I went through this weird funk, but I was like, I'm in charge of my own happiness. I have to create my own happiness, because we constantly do, we look for the external validation all the time about this happiness. So I was like, right, okay. I got to a day, I was about 2 weeks in this weird, fucked up mood. I was like, right, I need to create my own happiness. So what I did was I was like, right, I'm going to put more mindfulness hikes on the new year. And then like I put it up on Instagram and I got like a bite on it and it sold out within 24, 48 hours. And I was like, oh my God, you know, that made me so happy. And then I started gathering momentum, but I still had this bit of funk. So I went to Reiki, as you know, I go to Reiki, and I got my air session done and something shifted. I let things go. I surrendered. I was like, no. And then I had this, like, I don't know, like something was lifted. I just let it go and I surrendered. So from that then, the following week or the 2 weeks later, would have been January, and I would have done Reiki level 2. And that's when, like, oh, like I'm telling you, like from that space of time, from January, it's like something shifted. And even my Reiki master was like, something has shifted since I gave you that like treatment last week. And I was like, yeah, I just feel I've gotten rid of it. But then only when I was in Reiki level 2, she brought up this thing where when you're going into a higher vibration, when you're going through change, when you're going through, you know, healing, when you're going through a new version of yourself and stepping into that, there's this thing called the dark night of the soul. I was like, what? That sounds like a horror film or like Harry Potter. I don't know what it was. But I was like, what is that? And she was like, well, first of all, you always have a spiritual awakening, and which I was having. And then the second thing was, it's the dark night of the soul, where there's like resistance, there's irritation, there's, you know, snappiness, you know, you're blaming people. And I was like, oh my God, that was me. That was me for about 3 weeks. Like the Queen of Sheba could have walked in with a bar of gold and you'd be like, no, 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 I couldn't care. I actually could not care. So I was like, oh my God, that was my dark night of the soul. So now I feel like something has totally lifted, like something has totally shifted within me, which is absolutely insane. Like I thought it was just mad. So that was January. And then, like, what else have I been up to? Like, I have a few notes here. So that's why, like, you might hear me flicking the pages so I can write everything down. Oh, yeah. Then I just feel like when you're doing Reiki as well, obviously you have to meditate for 21 days. And that, I'm telling you, like, when you do something like that, I never was one to constantly meditate every day. But from doing that and getting into a habit, oh, my gosh. Like, I feel so much lighter. I feel so much more chilled. I don't feel as, how do you say, reactive. And in saying that as well, I actually put something up on my stories today and I was coming out after getting a coffee and this woman, like, obviously, hello, I fake tan on. I don't think I'm that orange also. I was walking out and this woman was like, you do it doing your fake tan. And I was like, sorry, like, so, you what? And she was like, yeah, bit orange there, aren't you? And I was like, okay. I didn't even say anything. And she was like, yeah, I don't think that looks nice. Sorry, I wouldn't be liking that myself. So I was in that moment, I could have reacted, but I just walked off and jumped in my car. And I was like, what the hell was that? Now, normally the normal me would react and be like, maybe you need fake tan. But I didn't. I actually was like, oh, I actually, you know, it's like visualize your higher self and show up as her. Half of me would want to react, but then I was like, I couldn't be arsed. But I do think meditation has brought me to that level. And what I'm going through in my process and in my work basically is more aware that I'm like, do you know what? I couldn't be fucked. Do you know that sort of way? And then I think, yeah, like I was saying also, is just being like kind to yourself as well, like showing up as how you want to show up. And I, one thing for me, what I've been learning along the way is like, you know, I was putting so much pressure on to heal of being like, right, I have to listen to the podcasts. I have to listen to, you know, speakers, YouTube, read books, journal, meditate, go to the gym, all this. And it was literally pain. Like it was, there was no fun. And even my sister was like, I think you're overanalyzing everything. And I was like, okay, because I like to get perspective on things. And my Reiki teacher, when I got my Reiki done, she said, Emma, I think you're going too much internal. Like you're going too inward. You need to come back out. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like healing's supposed to be fun when you're growing, when you're learning about yourself, when you're letting those pieces go, when you're accepting those pieces of you, it's supposed to be fun. So I kind of weaned off the self-help books for a bit and the podcasts. And now I'm just concentrating on me. I'm staying in my own lane. And what the main thing is, it's so important as well. And I totally advise some people to do this is think of it like a wardrobe clear out. Okay. What I did was clearing out things which I know will trigger or affect me. So when you think about it, you think about your social media. Who do you see that you know might trigger you, or you know, look what they have? You're comparing yourself. Just mute them. You're not necessarily throwing it out. It's kind of putting your summer clothes in storage. You know, you're putting your summer clothes away and your winter stuff is hanging up. And think of it as that way, like you're not throwing it out, you're just keeping it in storage. And that's what we need to do with, you know, whether that's, you know, your social media, sometimes with your friends, you can still connect with them, but doesn't mean you constantly have to be putting up with them all the time. You have to be mindful of yourself. So I did that and I have my blinkers on now. I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is who Emma is. Because when we do look what other people are doing, naturally we think we're supposed to be doing that, but we're not. Just stay in your lane. So that's one thing what I've been doing over the last, I'd say about 2 months, and it's really helped me immensely, like filtering out, you know, any negative like stuff what's going to trigger you as well. So being mindful of that. And then I think as well, yeah, it's just being patient with yourself. And only someone brought it up. I was on Jerry Hussey's Soul Space the other day and a girl I used to work with in Pennies came on and she was just like, yeah, she had her own journey of healing and she was like, I feel I need to be doing more. And I said, you need to find joy. Like you need to find, you know, joy and fun within this journey as well, because like we're all trying to strive, like therapy, this, that. There's never an end goal in healing. There's never an end goal in letting things go. It's just living with it. It's having fun. It's being patient. It's like enjoying the journey. Like it's not a race, you know, that way. Like it's a marathon. There is, or should I say, it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But big thing is as well for me, what I've learned is through this whole, the last few months as well, and really getting into my healing journey as well about changing myself, my outlook, my perspective, who I want to be, etc., is self-compassion and self-love. And I did a mindfulness hike there in February, two of them. And I done an amazing meditation, and we were talking about self-love and compassion. And that's something that I've really struggled with, I'd say, over the years. And only now in my mid-30s, I'm getting to that point. So yeah, I think the main overall is like, you're in control of your happiness. Healing is not a destination, it's a journey, guys. I'm still on it, and I've learned so much over the last, I'd say, few months. And I just wanted to share you where I'm at in my life, what I've been through, and that, you know what, you know, we are the creators of our own happiness. So thanks for tuning in to my first episode of season 3, and I hope to see you soon. I have some amazing guests on, and like, I'm so delighted to just be back on the pod. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week.